All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods, and like promised, we have live music here in the studio this week. April Virch and her band are here. Hello.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
We're good.
Hello.
In the raindrops, you came all the way down from western New Hampshire today to visit us on the way through.
It's a perfect thing to do on a rainy day. It really is.
Excellent. So who do we have with us today?
So I'm April Virch, and over here on bass, also on banjo, Cody Walters.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
And on guitar and mandolin, Hayes Griffin.
Howdy, howdy.
All right. Well, they got the big bass here. She's got her fiddle, and we got guitar over here. So I think maybe we'll launch into one and treat you guys to something.
That sounds good to us. We need to get our fingers warmed up. This is one, a traditional tune off of our new release. This is called Bell Election.
Here live on Out of the Woods with us, and that was one of my first picks off your new CD.
Yeah, oh,
yeah? I like that one. Yeah,
cool. That's
a good, that's a good one.
We were channeling what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I think that might have been the first one I played off of the CD when
nice.
I got it. Yeah, great. So you guys are from, you all from Canada?
No, just me.
Just
yeah, I'm from Pembroke, Ontario, northeastern Ontario.
Hi, this is Cody, and I live just outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Ah, good stuff.
Yeah. And Hayes here, and I actually live in Columbus, Ohio right now. So.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty spread out.
Yep.
So, the quick synopsis of the April Virch story.
Well, I started the band in 2000, and started touring full-time at that point, but I've been playing fiddle since I was six, dancing since I was three, started singing sometime in my 20s, and Cody's been in the band since 2007, Hayes has been in the band for about 3 years now, and we're lucky to be able to tour full-time, playing music, doing what we love.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Keeping busy, passing through. So you have a lot of dates set up for the summer, festivals and whatnot?
Yeah, we're going to be overseas. We've been touring overseas more the last couple of years. And so part of our summer is going to be spent over there. But then we'll be coming back to the States. We're playing the Old Songs Festival in New York. And then coming back to New England in the fall in October, I think.
Oh, good time to be here.
Yeah, yeah. It always is something we look forward to. We don't have that much leeway on planning which region we go to when, but when it happens the right way, we're happy about it.
Excellent. Well, you want to play another one?
Sure. Maybe we'll sing one. This is one that Cody and I co-wrote. It's called It Makes No Difference to Me.
Oh, the sun's going down on my part of town, but it makes no difference to me. If it's night or day since you went away, will never be free. And it makes no difference to me. If the stars don't shine till the end of time, it makes no difference to me. Let the oceans turn to sand, the mountains lay down or stand, if our love can never be, then it makes no difference to me.
Another favorite off the new CD. Yeah, I think I played that one a week or two ago, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I should have guessed when I came in and saw the Loretta Lynn records that you might like that one.
That's right. I got my old turntable over here and the old record player, and it stopped working on me this morning. I was very grumpy about that.
Yeah, I would be too.
I had Ernest Tubb, and then I stacked them up. I think maybe the records were too heavy as they were falling. You know?
Yeah.
The old rubber belt went.
Yeah.
So no music for me today, until now. This is much better anyway. April Virch is here live with us on Out of the Woods. Glad to have you folks. Now, the new CD is called The New Part, all one word, new part.
Yep.
So why is it all one word?
Well pronounced. Well, because that's how we say it, and that's how I imagine we would write it, even though we never write it down. But the new part is the addition on my mom and dad's home, the home where I grew up, my family home. And it was built the year I was born. So it's not new at all, but we still call it the new part and always will.
Until there's a newer part.
Right? Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen. It was kind of put on because my sister and I arrived and they needed more room. And they actually bought a one-room schoolhouse, and it's the school that they went to as children. And so it was just the right size for the two of them, and then they built the new part for my sister and I. And it's the place in the house where all the important things happen. So music and company that comes over and celebrations, but it's not used otherwise. It's not like a family room where we would all hang out. It was where you went when something cool was going to happen. Yeah, it's sort of a special place to me. It was also where I practiced and where my dad's band would practice when I was a little girl. I would go out there and pick out notes in the corner, you know? And so it sort of ties together tradition and family and music, and we decided it was important enough. I had written a tune for it, so we decided just to make that the title track for the album.
Ah, super. The approach on this CD, is it any different? Do you have a theme with this CD that you didn't have with others?
I don't think there's a theme, at least not lyrically. We did try to approach it so that it was just us, you know, like the way we are on stage. So there's not a lot of overdubs or special guests. We really tried to make use of the instrumentation that we have between us and sort of change it up a little bit. And we also researched back to music from the 1920s and 30s, some vaudeville and blues performers, and that's the first time that we've kind of incorporated that. But we were looking to expand on traditional music, the kind of, you know, string band, old-time Canadian, old-time American country, but something that we hadn't tried before. Because we love what we do, and we don't want to change that, but it's also nice to kind of grow, you know? So that's sort of one of the things that we did to move in a new direction, I guess.
Keeping it interesting for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you have to do that. Super. Well, do you want to play another one?
Yeah, maybe we'll get Cody to grab the banjo for this one and try a tune called Cruel Willie. This is an old tune we got from a field recording, and we really loved it.
All right. Cruel Willie.
Thank you.
Virch Band here on Out of the Woods. You call yourselves the band, the April Virch Band.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I got that right.
That's fine.
I wasn't coached on that. I kind of came up with that myself. You know, I have a way with band names. I'm really good at making them up. So. Excellent. Yes. All right. Some old-timey stuff there for you. Cruel Willie. Yeah. Okay. Where are you headed after this? Are you still in the New England area? You're heading down toward Massachusetts?
We're heading down to Massachusetts to play in Somerville and then in Northampton, then to Albany, New York, and State College, Pennsylvania. And then we're headed to my home and native land, and we'll be playing 3 gigs in Ontario. And then we're headed overseas to Ireland, Austria, Germany, and France.
And then back here again.
And then back here again. And then we have, after that, that's sort of the middle of June. We have about a week off before things get going again.
My goodness, keeping busy.
Yeah, we're lucky. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, we were going to switch instruments again, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to get Hayes to pick up the mandolin for this next one.
Oh, all right.
And this is a medley of two tunes. The first is Midnight Serenade. At least that's what we call it. There's a bunch of different titles for it. And then the second tune is from the Métis fiddle tradition from Western Canada, written by Andy DeJarlis, called The Stern Wheeler.
All right. Thank you. right. April Virch here on Out of the Woods, live here in the studio. And a little tandem of tunes. That was the Sternwheeler.
Yeah, the second one was the Sternwheeler. And the first one was the Midnight Serenade.
Excellent. Yeah. Stuff. You should have seen it, folks. They were switching instruments in the middle of the song in this little tiny space. It was quite interesting.
Choreography.
Yeah.
And they do well with the choreography. They have the one mic setup, which is a popular thing to do these days. I remember nobody was doing it for the longest time, and then all of a sudden Del McCurry and his guys started doing it back in the late
90s. They're masters of it.
Yeah. They make it look great, too.
Yeah, talk about choreography.
I wonder how many times they've stepped on each other's toes.
probably a few, yeah. There's what, five guys doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people jumping in and out.
Lucky we're only three, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did step on Hayes' toe. It was two nights ago. I don't do that very often, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different space, and it was just an awkward move. Sorry about that.
And it's cool. I've already got some steel-toed boots on order for next time.
Excellent. Yeah, it hurts when you have tap shoes on, especially. Crunch.
With the steel toe, they'll step on your toe and fall over.
Like, yes.
Like you stepped on a rock or
something. Yeah, maybe that's not a good idea.
Now, you actually danced during that little bit, usually.
Yeah, on the record and in our live show, the transition period where these guys are switching instruments has a little bit of dancing. But it's definitely part of the Canadian tradition, especially, and it's something that we try to work in a few times during the show. It's, well, like I said before, I was a dancer before anything else, and so the two go really hand in hand for me. It's hard to stay still, really, when I'm fiddling, because that music is just, it's intended for dancing, and
right.
I feel like if we're playing it right, it should make everybody want to dance.
Yeah, you definitely hear the feet on the record.
We tried to include them, and Casey Dreesen, our producer, built a special platform so that he could mic it from underneath and in all directions, and it sounds really great.
Yeah. Wild. Of course, we have you set up on a carpet today.
Yeah. And even if it wasn't carpet, I wouldn't want to ruin these nice wood floors in here with my taps. So.
Yeah, you say it's part of the Canadian tradition. I had Bill Bourne on the show a couple times years and years ago. He actually brought up a board like that that was all set up for stomping and making noise in a tiny little studio.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
We're stompers.
All right. Well, you want to pick another one?
Sure. Maybe we'll try a Swedish polska. This is also off the new recording, and we love a lot of different traditional music forms and from different parts of the world, and we've been touring in Sweden over the last few years, and we really love it. And so this is a tune we learned from some friends there called Polska from Kumla.
All right. Thank you. April Virch, live in the studio. You're listening to Out of the Woods. We have a quick break to take, but we will be right back after this.